I'm tired.
How tired are you?
How tired? No. I mean, in percentage. No, I feel quite good.
You've had some really up and down days. What has been happening to you?
Well, actually,
my morning.
Actually, first half of the race, except few days, I was very stable, and I was quite satisfied with first half. But then, 10 days ago, came hip problem, right hip, and it's like it took me 10 days to work on it. So now, I believe it's gone. And so I will run again.
Well, you ran 60 miles yesterday, which isn't bad.
Yeah, isn't bad. Yesterday probably was the first normal day after a hip problem. It was, yeah.
In that time of 10 days when things weren't going very well, it has to be the least enjoyable part of being here, is it not?
Yes, usually I'm amazed that I feel the most love and affection and most, like, enjoying most of the race. All this, all its good qualities, everything, when I'm completely down. So that's every time amazing me. Like, zero energy, I was walking all day, but then everything came to me. Like, all sympathy from other runners, how I love this race, all the memories from the past, and everything, like, wow, it's so inspiring. It's not inspiring to be down, but yeah, but somehow you are more inward. Maybe, I don't know.
Well, it's probably the best aspect of this family you have here of now 11 guys, right?
Yeah, and we were running with Hartmavir recently, and he also said that Harry's runner is making a lot of progress over the years. Many runners are coming back. Coming, and we see that people, not only the runners, but everybody involved, you in particular, everybody manifesting their own best parts, their own good and divine qualities, and that's just perfect.
Now, a little while ago, we went by the Enthusiasm Awakeners, and obviously you must have done a play.
Yeah, right.
Could you describe what you did?
No. It's a Grahak idea, and I just had one line, but I thought that it could be interesting to have their opinion on a weekly basis, what play they like the best. Because we are having plays almost every day, and sometimes they are so funny.
So this morning for you was not so funny, but you're not sure?
I just don't understand much. I was a doggy, that's obviously.
You were a doggy.
Yeah, I was a doggy. And then Grahak said something and they laughed. That's it.
But I would like to ask, actually, this would be the last question. You said memories of the race came back to you when you were feeling down. And is there anything from that you'd care to share? Svetlana?
Well, actually, also in the evenings, we've been making this screen with projector, and they're showing us gurus being here on the race. And many times I see myself taking prasad and walking, like passing guru through, and it's all like, and I see the difference. Like it was those time and now it's this time, and I don't know, but the outer appearance may change, but the inner presence of guru is even stronger. And sure, I remember many times how guru smiled during prasad, and suddenly you were uplifted, and from that positive push you're becoming higher than your pain, than your suffering, than everything that physical limitation can offer you. So you just, and I see in this positive approach to be positive, to be like stronger than your fatigue, than your down times. This is a way to do with the race, and I just like it, to be joyful and smiling even when you're dying.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you.